City Walk-Up, Winter 1969. There is the morning shuffle of traffic confined to a window, the blue 5 p.m. of a streetlight, a yellow supper left untouched. A previous month is pinned to the wall where days are numbered differently and described by the photograph of a dead season. If I could move from the bed, I would clear the window and cold-palmed watch myself at 20, walking in frozen socks with sacks of clothes and letters, wearing 3 winter coats from Goodwill, keeping a footing on the slick silence of the hysterical deaf. When I tell of my life, now it is not this version. I would see her climb 3 flights of a condemned house with her bags, because she is still awakened by a wrecking ball swung to the attic ribs, and the shelled daylight that followed her everywhere after that. A silent implosion of rooms, the xylophone bells as a fire escape plummeted toward the ice. Even now the house itself is etched on the hard black air where it had been. No one knew about it then. Meals of raw egg and snow, rolls of insulation in which she wrapped herself, a blanket of brown paper and spun glass. From Kaczynski she took the idea of a tin can, its white lard given to birds, small holes of punched light on her face. She wrote names on walls and was aware of her hands, chewing the skin into small white scraps around each nail. She still eats her hands and steals bread. Street screamer, housewife, supermarket thief. We do not rid ourselves of these things, even when we are cured of personal silence, when for no reason one morning we begin to hear the noise of the world again.